Listening to Breakfast on Radio Adelaide this Thursday, the 18th of October. So joining us in the studio on schedule to tell us something about this day is Breakfast producer Luke Macchiaro. Good morning, Luke.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So what have you learned about this day in history?
Well, today in 1909, the New South Wales government agreed to transfer 2,400 square kilometres of land to the Commonwealth government to help establish the nation's capital. Tensions between Sydney and Melbourne were rife about which state was the rightful capital of Australia, and an agreement between the two cities saw a new territory to be established as the federal capital. I was just going to say that the handover wasn't until 1911, but I guess all the groundwork was done on this day in 1909, so it's something a little bit...
And I think Melbourne was the capital before then, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was. Do you know something?
Well, it's where Parliament was meeting at the exhibition building there in Carlton. Yeah,
so it's kind of like the de facto capital. They've got that over Sydney, I guess.
And it's never stopped the Melbourne-Sydney rivalry either, with the two cities going head to head. I think it still goes to this day. So,
well, there's an old saying, you know, that Melburnians think that they're important, and Sydney they just don't care.
Well, it's gone from parliaments to horse races now, I think, with the Everest and a few other things challenging between Melbourne and Sydney. So. Always nice to see that it's still going on to this day.
I know that you're a bit more over sport than perhaps some of the rest of us here at Radio Adelaide, but Luke, but who's ever heard of that horse race anyway till the other week?
Well, it's only been going for 2 years, but $13 million would probably get a lot of people talking, I think. So
it's a lot to spend on advertising, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So what else have you learned about this day in history?
Well, today in 1967, Walt Disney released its animated film The Jungle Book, based on the Rudyard Kipling book of the same name. The film was the 19th animated film to be released by the Walt Disney Corporation, but more significantly, it was the last film to be produced by Walt Disney, who passed away shortly before the film was released.
Oh, I didn't know that. That was just one of my favourite Disney films growing up because of the soundtrack. It was so groovy. I think it got into that 60s, you know, rhythm that was going on at the time.
Yeah, it's a wonder that got past Walt. I'm sure that he must have had to be persuaded a little bit about that.
Or maybe it's telling that he cut it just before it came.
Yeah, I think that's quite could be the case, I think.
Some famous birthdays, we always like to hear about those.
Yes, today is the birthday of martial artist and movie star Jean-Claude Van Damme, also known as the Muscles from Brussels. Known for his appearances in many action movies, including Bloodsport, Kickboxer and The Expendables, Van Damme has been able to forge a long career for himself in Hollywood, but has recently hit harder times, appearing in those fantastic Ultra Tune commercials, which seem to get a run all the time at the moment, so...
You've got to do what you can to make ends meet.
Yeah, I guess there's a few cringeworthy celebrities going around in those commercials. They're not the greatest ones of all time.
I'd do a cringeworthy ad if someone were to pay me for it, but still working on my recognition. Any other birthdays?
Well, today is also the birthday of Joe Egan. Now, whilst Joe may not be a household name, his song, which we'll play today, definitely is. Joe was a member of the group Steeler's Wheel, the band which wrote the song Stuck in the Middle. The song was a 70s classic and was also popularised by the infamous scene in the movie Reservoir Dogs, so I thought we'd play that one today.
There's so many great songs in that movie, but that one really does stand out because of that scene. So, tune in, listen to this Steeler's Wheel, and keep those ears nice and safe. Thanks, Luke.